Hello, kiddies. Meet the Joker.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark.
My name is Gary Stark.
And you know what, Dad?
Tell me.
It's my birthday. I get this like once every 7 years, and in my first year of broadcasting, it's my birthday. You got something for that, right?
I probably have something for that, yeah.
It sounds like you got something for that.
It certainly does, yeah. Happy birthday. Let's break out the party hats and the whistles and...
You're mocking me, aren't you?
What else?
You're mocking me.
Yes.
Okay, well...
Would I do that to
yes,
you?
Yes, you would. You do it several times a day. In fact, even when I'm not home, you message me to mock me.
Right.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be 12 years old again?
I'm not 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
I'm 26.
Okay.
And right, okay. That'll be fine. Welcome to the Gadget Grill, the home of gadgets, technology, and this week it's all about security, which is kind of a downer given that it's my birthday. You'd think it'd be about birthday presents and all sorts of technology bits, but no, it's all about security this week because we've been talking to some experts about some security things.
We have indeed. I've been talking to Adrian Briscoe from OnTrack, Kroll OnTrack, about data recovery and looking after your data and doing backups and stuff like that.
And I've been talking to a guy whose name I can't remember right now because he says it in there and I didn't bother to take it. That's my fault.
It is from, indeed. It's certainly not mine.
Can I blame you instead for once?
If you want to. For once.
This is... it's from PC Tools and they're talking about basically how Australians are infected most and what we fall for regarding... spyware and malware and all sorts of things like that. So it's quite interesting stuff.
Okay, that sounds good.
We should probably get into some music in a second.
Okay, so what do we got up first?
We have one of my favorite new... Well, it's not new. I dug it up on my discs. I'd never actually listened to it. It's Frou Frou, or Frau Frau. I don't know how you pronounce her name. It's technically just Imogen Heap. That's who she is. She's an English electronic musician. And this is off her Breathe In single. This is called Close Up.
Okay. It's party time, and we want to see your photos. 2RDJ and our good friends from HP have a brand new HP PhotoSmart Premium all-in-one printer valued at $299 for one lucky listener just for sharing with us your happy party photos. Just email your photos to us at 2RDJcompetition@gmail.com, making sure that you include your contact details and you will be in the running to win this fabulous printer. Photos should be of yourself, your family, your friends, or your workmates, and they should show you having a good time. The photo that we think shows the best party, that we think is the happiest snap, gets the printer in time for the upcoming holiday season. It's that simple. Again, email your photo to 2RDJcompetition@gmail.com and be in it to win it. HP are proud sponsors of 2RDJ-FM.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. Now, if you're listening to this...
You're not going to mention the internet.
I'm about to mention the internet.
Oh, I apologize.
I do my segue. You can interrupt my segue.
Okay. No.
You just did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. It's 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. Now, if you're listening to us on a regular radio, that's impressive. I got mine out of a cake today. I dug it out. I picked it out of the cake. It was in a plastic bag to protect it from all the moisture and all the icing and whatnot. But there are much easier ways of listening to this show. If you have a computer, which usually isn't found inside of a cake, because let's be honest, computers do not survive cakes very well.
There's an idea.
Let's not go there. If you'd like to listen to the show on a computer, you can head to the amazing website of www.radio2rdj.com.
The dots are important.
They are, where you can listen to this show on the stream, or later on, if you'd like to head to our website to listen to a podcast of it, because I can assure you this week there will definitely be a proper stream of it. Last week we had a couple issues. We got to fix that.
Yep.
You can head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au. And by the way, there is a great competition running on 2RDJ right now where you can win a printer. I can't win it because I'm an employee of the station.
Neither can I. But take a photo, happy snap, whatever you like. Send it to the competition's email address. You can find that on the internet or just on the station's website.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just find it by listening to the station. We just played a promo for it a few seconds ago.
Yeah, so if you're listening to it on the podcast, rewind.
Yep.
Yeah.
And send it in. You've got a very good chance of winning a wonderful HP photo printer.
Correct. We should get in some news, sir.
We should indeed. And the first one that I've got is actually just a load of bullshit.
I can't believe that you take the first one. It's my birthday. You know, this is just so typical you. All you, narcissist Gary.
Of course. As I said, this is a load of bullshit.
Okay.
They have a plant in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands.
One more time, I think we get thrown off the air.
Yeah, that converts cow dung into energy for homes. It opened in the Netherlands on Friday. Manure from cows at a nearby dairy farm will be fermented along with grass and food industry residues, and the biogas released during the process will be used as fuel for the thermal plant's gas turbines. The heat generated will be distributed to around 1,100 homes in the area. And, that's about it. You know, sort of this is the second running on cow manure.
The second plant
running on cow manure.
What was the first?
Another plant opened in January. Doesn't say where.
Right, okay.
So,
well, that's kind of interesting. Meanwhile, in America, there's NASA. We have NASA. And, you know, they do space stuff, Dad.
Right,
that's another science story. They have been taking the iPhone and developing a chemical sensor for it, which basically sits at the bottom on the dock connector, and they've programmed it to basically pick up on all sorts of nifty chemicals and whatnot. It's sort of like, I guess you could say it's like a tricorder, a very dodgy-looking tricorder that picks up all sorts of chemicals that they can use in outer space. It's got a research team that uses 16 nanosensors, and it's the idea is to detect gases like ammonia, chlorine, and methane. No one actually knows what it's for, but there is a saying, though. Oh, sorry, there's a comment from the developer team. They went with the iPhone because it was cool, but then realized it was a horrible mistake, probably because of the lack of development and approval process that the actual iPhone has.
Well, there you go.
They could go to Windows Mobile, which has had some problems this week. Have you heard about the Windows Mobile Marketplace?
No, I haven't.
Well, the Windows Mobile Marketplace, which was put into effect, I guess, about a month ago, they had recently come out saying, we're secure. You know, we're very hard to hack now. We've got some really cool security methods in place.
Okay.
It took roughly 2 days for those to be broken by a couple of people at the XDA developer thing. There's a nice screenshot that Engadget are running with, which has a whole bunch of pirate symbols all over all the icons.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Going back to iPhone and NASA, I've actually got two related but very different stories.
Related but different. Only you and Murray Walker could pull that out of their asses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And unless I'm very much mistaken, NASA have announced that they have found water on the moon. This is official.
I heard about this.
They don't know how much yet.
Not enough, obviously, to create moon water, a new subsidiary that we can buy from Coca-Cola.
Not yet, no. But they do have water on the moon, so that's the first one.
Right.
And the second one that's related to it is relating to the fact that there is now a virus going around on the iPhone.
Yes,
If you have jailbroken your iPhone...
And you're running SSH,
then you need to change the password.
If
you don't, then you're okay.
What was interesting about this was it was developed by an Australian kid, from what I hear, out of Wollongong, thing.
There's nothing else to do in Wollongong, so let's hack the iPhone.
It was done as an experiment, and he's since received death threats and job offers, which is pretty cool to receive job offers out of an iPhone test virus.
So who's he received job offers from?
Executioner? I was thinking probably the people, probably Rick Springfield himself, or maybe the people
Rick Springfield?
Because
Where did that come from?
No, because that's what the Rickrolling was. Oh. When the Rickrolling is like, remember, you know, the song, Never Gonna Get You? I don't know what it is. You know that song? Yeah. I don't know. I don't actually have that for a playlist on this show, sadly, because I didn't know you were going to run the story. Like the song. I like that song.
Rick Springfield.
Hey, anyway, the idea was that when you got hacked of this, all that happened was
be doing karaoke.
You know, just shut up. All that happened was... All that happened was your iPhone had a background of wallpaper of Rick Springfield, and that was the... You'd been Rickrolled. That's what the term is. It comes from a YouTube thing. You've been Rickrolled.
Right.
So, you know, with that in mind, he's actually come across the vital iPhone flaw, which does affect non-jailbroken iPhones as well, regular ones, in that their passwords are all the same.
Yes.
So at least he's exposed people to that. Meanwhile, Dell are getting ready for a phone launch. The Dell Mini 3i. Now, they name all their computers with all the, the numbers intact like that. So yep. They've got the Dell Mini 3i launching. It runs on Android. But I've also got another cool story, not a bullcrap story. YouTube are actually going to begin 1080p next week.
I saw that, yep.
Which means that you'll be able to see all the flaws in people's faces.
There you go.
Yeah.
Microsoft, they've had a little bit of a problem. They've supplied a utility. Yeah, no, just a little bit, yeah. They've supplied a utility that helps download DVD and USB images of Windows 7 when it's been purchased online.
That's right, yes.
But apparently it contains code that is in the GNU public license.
Isn't that something they're not supposed to do?
And they're not supposed to, if they're using code from a GPL products, they're supposed to release the source code.
Wow, that's
so they've had to pull that offline.
I'm not sure if you heard, but this week a MacBook battery flew itself off the hinges of someone's prospective MacBook and somehow enabled it to basically fall off. So it looks like the MacBook battery problems are back.
Okay.
In random amounts. Eneloop, however, are doing something very creative this week.
Is this the stick booster?
The stick booster. You can talk about that because you've probably got that.
Okay, I do indeed.
I think that's one of our last stories.
They've got a stick booster, which is a little stick that contains two AA batteries, weighs 2.6 ounces, 5.8 inches long, and it can provide power for about 90 minutes on two fully charged Eneloop AA batteries. Goes on sale in Japan for around about US$35.
And I'll briefly mention a new story that's come in. It's about a project called Big Shot, which is basically a build-your-own digital camera, which is coming out soon, which looks very cool.
Right.
Meanwhile, we've got some music. I think we've got Crowded House lined up. I've been listening to this all week for some reason.
Okay.
This is Fall at Your Feet.
You got it in one.
Hey, I got it in one.
You're listening to 2RDJFM 88.1.
You got it in one too, I guess.
Yeah.
Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill, and we're getting into our feature right now, which is all about security. You know, security, the thing that you need on computers and phones and all sorts of things like that.
Should I play song Security?
No, we've got enough songs lined up. This is my show, okay? Just calm down. And right now, we're going to get into, we've got two features, because this week's all been all about security. There's even more than the ones we've got lined up, but we only went to these two. I've talked to a guy named Sergey, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Sergey Yushchenko, whose name I've just dug up from my email. And he's going to talk to us about some of the stuff that happens in Australia and some of the things we need to be aware of.
Okay, let's have a listen to the interview.
You didn't want to say his name, did you?
No, of course not. Okay.
My name is Sergey Shevchenko. I'm a senior malware analyst working for PC Tools,
okay, based
in Sydney.
In 50 words or less, and I know that's really hard off the top of your head, tell me why internet security is important to people.
The cyber criminals are highly interested in your own identity, and they are very interested in your own money. That's why you need...
That was less than 20 words. That's even better.
Yeah, that's why you need a high-quality protection.
Okay, so what are people not aware of? Tell me some of the things that people aren't aware of.
Let's give an example with the social networking websites. The considering how many people are currently subscribed to social networking sites such as Facebook, we're talking about something like more than 300 million people. And if you combine it with the amount of trust that people into the personal relationship that they have and the communications they have with their friends, with their colleagues, with their family members, you cannot assume how high is the return on investment for the attackers. This return is your money, because the what it means is that the cyber criminals can put a certain amount of effort and get a lot of return. So people have to be aware of that. They have to be aware that, just ask yourself a question. When was the last time you logged on to your Facebook account? Ask yourself a question. When was the last time you transferred the money online? When was the last time you received an email that looks like an email from your bank? And now imagine that whatever you're doing online is constantly under attack from the bad guys. What is it they're after? They're after your identity and they're after your money.
Where are our identities? We as people, we're worth money to them. How do you stop this sort of thing from happening? Aside from
high quality protection that people should have, they must be an education in place, and they must be, people have to realize that they are targeted. It's important to remember that. We're talking about common sense. We're talking about usage of the legitimate software. We're talking about the dangers of going online and leaving the personal details on the dodgy websites. We're talking about the dangers and harm of using pirated software, because the cyber criminals are always looking for the ways to exploit you, to steal your identity and your money.
Now, in there you showed us before what people around the world are most likely to be susceptible to. What in Australia are we most likely to fall victim to?
At PC Tools, we have the technology that allows us to identify where the malware is built, where the malware is hosted, and where the victims of the malware are located. So we can pretty much see exactly what's going on in everywhere around the world, and in Australia in particular. So what we can see right now is that the largest share of the most prevailing type of malicious code in Australia is rogue antivirus and rogue anti-spyware software.
What is a rogue antivirus?
It's natural to understand and assume that so many people are experiencing fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They're asking the questions whether they are infected. They are feeling paranoid about their own security, so they go online and they're searching for an additional antivirus that they want to run to see if they still their computer is infected or not. So what that rogue anti-spyware is doing, it uses that fear, uncertainty, and doubt factor to scare the people and report non-existent threats. So it says, okay, you've got these threats on your computer, just pay us $50 and we'll fix it for you.
Does that work?
These threats are non-existent.
Okay.
It's not only not fixing the threats, it installs additional malware, and that creates the vicious circle of infection. So by paying $50, people are not only getting the non-effective solution, they're getting a bucket load of malware.
All right, thank you for your time, mate.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Pleasure.
Perfect.
Thank you to Sergey. I'm never going to pronounce that name correctly. I'm just not going to bother.
Chicken.
Thank you. No, don't call him a chicken. He was a really nice guy.
No, thanks. You're the chicken.
Oh, right, fine. Cool. Thanks to Sergey at PC Tools and the people at PC Tools for giving us that time out to explain to us some cool stuff there. Well, not cool, but it's cool, but
interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting is probably a better word. We're going to get into some more music for you. It's my birthday show. You've worked that out by now, you know. I've given you the subtle hints, you know, the idea that it is my birthday. Yes, tonight, right now.
For another hour and a half.
Okay, fine.
Two and a half hours.
Okay, fine. So with that in mind, I decided to run the rest of the show with New Orleans music, because New Orleans is my favorite place in the world, basically. So this is Dumpster Funk, who is one of the Neville Brothers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Dumpster Funk with Meanwhile.
Okay.
Capitol Hill, bombs over Baghdad, Venice as usual, a single battle can be 88.1 101 Radio 2 RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill, and normally we put a review in this section right here, but this week...
What happened? Did you lose it?
No. You lost it. Oh. You decided to get an extra story, a long story, a longer story that our review section can accommodate for. So you can tell me about this while I sit back and enjoy some cake that I'm going to offer you at the end of the show.
Okay, don't light the candles in here because you'll set off the smoke detector.
I don't think I'm even allowed to eat in here given the signs.
No, you're not, no. Okay, during the week I had a chat with Adrian Briscoe, who's the General Manager, Asia Pacific, for Kroll On Track. They do data recovery. They're data recovery experts, and we had a talk about security, backing up, and data recovery. So let's have a listen to what Adrian had to say.
Cool.
I'm Adrian Briscoe, and I work for a company called Kroll On Track, and we are a specialist in data recovery. So when I talk about data recovery, we are recovering data from failed computer media, such as hard drives, external USB devices, iPods, any type of compact flash card, any type of solid-state media. So we dismantle these items in our clean room here in Australia. We basically put good parts in. We get them to come ready again. We image the data that's on the device, and then we basically use that image to create good data for the client once more.
Okay, that sounds rather interesting. By damaged, I can't remember the exact term that you used, Adrian, but what we're talking about is, for instance, that I try and boot up my computer today and it comes up with some sort of message that says the hard disk has failed, or if I have some important photos, I've just done an important photo shoot and I put the compact flash card in my computer and it says, sorry, there's no data on this disk drive, on this compact flash card. What do I do? Tell me about it.
Well, this is it. As in, 76% of our business comes through failed computer hard drives. So this is the device that actually stores your data on a computer. So everything that you write to the hard drive, you know, your documents, your photographs, your web browsing history is stored on this device, basically, which is within the confines of your computer case or your laptop. Now, these hard drives have many moving parts, and they do fail. So every hard drive is produced, and the manufacturer will give it a mean time before failure. So it will rate the number of hours before the mean time before failure will occur. It always fails with Murphy's Law involved. This is when you haven't done the backup that you needed to do, and of course the data that is included on the hard drive has important information such as, you know, business, contacts, and photographs, of course.
Let's talk about backing up the data and recovering the data, the current technology trends in how we do this. I'm seeing today, my perspective is that hard drives now are very, very inexpensive. You can get a terabyte drive for about $100, $120 now. Put that into a docking station or an external drive of some sort, and you've got a very cheap backup solution for all of your data. Let's compare that with, say, tape, which takes a long time, is very expensive, and historically hasn't been all that reliable in terms of the PC end of the market. What's your opinion on that, please, Adrian?
Well, certainly tape at the moment provides you a long-term solution for archiving, and it's best suited towards your corporations because the best type of product out there on the market now is the LTO industry standard, and that in its latest form can store 1.6 terabytes of data compressed. Now, for the small business, the SOHOs and the home users, a hard drive, USB external hard drives, are the most economical way of backing up data. But, you know, the important thing there is that people need to realize that they need to keep at least another copy of the data somewhere else, because external hard drives are a single point of failure. They are a single hard drive.
Exactly.
And they can actually fail at any point because, you know, that they are a mechanical device.
Yep.
Certainly, you know, data recovery helps you get the most current file as opposed to the most recent backup. Yep. So this is why a lot of people turn to us, because the data changes so rapidly now, and if they've got a backup that's only a week old, you know, that it can be missing a lot of
data. A lot can happen in a day, in a week.
That's it.
Even
absolutely.
In a day. Yes,
this is it.
Yes.
Well, no, Sun Microsystems put out a startling fact that 390 gigabytes of new data is created every second around the world. There's an awful lot of capacity, space needed to store that new data being created every second.
Okay, let's talk about how we manipulate information on iPods and iPhones, because there was, of course, the story that broke last week about somebody who hacked into the iPods and held them hostage over in Europe. But, of course, to do that, it would only happen to a jailbroken iPhone. If your phone wasn't jailbroken, then it's still relatively safe. I've seen a little bit of hysterical comment about how iPhones are no longer safe because of this one. But if you don't have it jailbroken with the SSH installed, then you still remain fairly safe. But, of course, no item of electronic equipment that's connected to the internet is entirely safe from hacking, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. As in, I think everybody needs to realize that the iPods, iPhones are storage devices, as in you can store an awful lot of data on an iPod nowadays, and there are ways to hide data on an iPod, basically. But certainly, once data is in an electronic format, then it can be target to some type of security breach.
Of course. So how would you go about protecting your iPhone or your iPod?
Certainly, patches are important, as in most people will be either attaching via
iTunes.
Some type of iTunes, maybe a PC which is running Windows, or a PC running a Mac operating system. Patches are certainly the best way of protecting yourselves. Connections to wireless LANs, as in make sure that it's a trusted wireless LAN. Certainly, if you walk into an airport now and you turn on your computer, you come up with a lot of signals from either routers or other computers in that network in that airport building, and then you just got to be very cautious of the network that you're actually attaching to.
Right. Okay. That's very good. I think that's probably all that I need to ask you at the moment, Adrian.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Gary.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us in the Gadget Grill, and enjoy your time in Sydney.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Gary.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, thank you very much, Adrian Briscoe from Kroll On Track, for that important information.
That's kind of interesting, that. Yeah.
A lot of good info there.
Yeah.
And, just especially with data recovery and so on. Very important, of course,
very,
backups.
Very important to know about. We should get into some music, music and stuff. I like
right.
music.
Yep.
Los Hombres Calientes. I think they're the Crazy Boys. I think that's
no,
what
it's the
said.
Hot Guys.
The Hot Guys. Okay, I can't speak Spanish, and that's probably evident by my translation there. This is
yes.
Latin tinge, too. It's from their newest CD, Los Hombres Calientes Volume 5. This is a lot of fun. This is the sort of Spanish music I really love. In your face, up. Be so freaking cool.
It's there.
Yeah.
Los Hombres Caliente.
Yeah. Radio 2 RDJ, the voice of the NOS. This is the Gadget Grill, the final minutes of my birthday episode of the grill. You know, it's really heartwarming.
Do you feel old?
No, I don't. You feel old.
Okay. I am old.
You're like twice as old as me, at least. Roughly, yeah. It's kind of weird. I'm not going to get the opportunity to do this for at least another 6 or 7 years, a show on my birthday. And you know what?
No.
Next time I'm going out.
Okay, well, there you go.
Next time I'm so going out.
Well, probably next time you'll pre-record the show.
Yeah, next time I probably will pre-record the show. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah.
Because I'll probably be old enough to do that then. Or if we're still running, do you think we'll still be running in that time?
Who knows? Who knows? Speaking of running, this week we had to run down to a presentation of ViewSonic
put on. Nice segue.
Did you like that?
No, I hated it. I'm gonna
ViewSonic have some new toys coming out. They got some new computers. The little mini computers were very nice.
Little tiny computers, which, you know... I think
one of those little ones would go very nicely in the car. It's a car computer.
I really think you have enough in your car, enough problems with your car this week. Okay, yeah. You don't need a computer in there. But what they are is basically like a very small, smaller than a Nintendo Wii computer, and they're very easy to use, very simple. I quite liked their home theater devices that you could fit in your pocket, plug into your TV.
Absolutely.
And run off an SD card. Some very cool stuff. We've also got our useless gadgets, who ViewSonic didn't provide, because ViewSonic didn't make any useless gadgets down there. I've got a few with me, because I got a few this week from a launch. Do you like what I'm wearing?
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
An 8-bit tie.
The 8-bit tie. It's blue and shiny and all 8-bit and blocky.
Actually, it looks more like a 2-bit tie if you ask me, but hey.
I quote car salesman wear it. I've also got binoculars down there with a digital camera built in. Now, I've been taking some pictures this week.
And how did they turn out?
Let's just say I'd use it as binoculars and not a camera, to be completely honest.
And how are the binoculars?
I'm not, as an optics person, I'm not really a specialist for that sort of thing, so I can't say. But it's nowhere near as funny as the toilet seat we dug up on the internet, which
you
is...
You don't want to dig up a toilet seat on the internet. That could be
very bad. But yes. This is a toilet seat shaped in the shape of musical instruments, which is just, you know, insane. So I'll shut up now and let you get into the gadget grill and ending it.
Okay, well, you have been listening to...
I'm getting some cake.
Or you may have just missed... The Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the internet, www.
Peter, do you want some cake?
Radio to RDJ.com.
We're not offering any to Dad.
And we'll be back. Let's see. You can listen to us also. Find the podcast on the Gadget Grill website,
yes, www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
And we'll be back next Sunday night.
Make sure June has some out there as well. Sorry, Dad.
With a sober Lee Stark and a non-birthday Lee Stark.
There's rum in the cake.
To RDJ FM 88.1, 9 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Dad. I actually did have a slice here for you. I just wanted to brag for a while you're doing the outro.
We'll see you next Sunday. Have a good week.
Have a good week, Australia.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes, and by the way, this is Christian Scott from Newport. Live, is it?
Live at Newport. Yeah,
live at Newport, and it is Died in Love.
See ya.
Bye.